Blog Talk Radio.
Get your house in order.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the First Baptist of Holly Springs Bible Study Preview for 2022. This is not the regular Bible study. Our regular Bible study will resume on January the 18th, Tuesday, January the 18th. The First Baptist of Holly Springs Bible Study Power Hour will resume. You are listening to the Bible study preview for the year 2022. I am the pastor, Reverend Michael Rogers, I'm glad you have joined us tonight. As we go through our Bible study during the course of the year, I wanted to come, first of all, to bring a preview of some of the things that we'll be talking about in our Bible study. And also, as you know, sometimes in our Bible studies, we will have topical discussions as well. But I wanted to come for this brief moment just to speak on a preview of things that we'll be talking about during our Bible study. Now, there are two ways that you can listen to the Bible study. You can listen by phone, and that number was area code 845-241-9839, area code 845-241-9839. I'm going to repeat that number several more times before I go off tonight. But you can listen to the Bible study. You can call in on that call-in number. Also, there are those who would like to hear the Bible study over the internet. Now, if you want to hear the Bible study over the internet, you must go to the First Baptist of Holly Springs Facebook page. Go there. You will find the link each week for the Bible study. You click on that link, and it will take you directly to the Bible study. Many of the people who listen to our Bible study like to listen to it in their car, or they might be listening, want to listen to it while they're doing work at home. You can do that because all of the Bible studies are archived. You can go back and click on those links at any time, and you can hear the Bible study at your leisure. If you would like to be an interactive part of the Bible study, you do have to call in. That number is area code 845-241-9839. As I said earlier, this is just a preview of some of the things that we're going to be talking about this first part of the year anyway in our Bible study. And one of the things that I want to talk about is the fact that we are a people of God. And because we are a people of God, we must set our priorities. People of God have to set their priorities. And one of the things that I want to deal with in our Bible study comes from the book of Zechariah. It will be a two-part series. We're going to be discussing about communities. Communities need capable leadership to stay motivated through a project's completion. Whenever there's a project, whenever there's something that we need to do in the church or something that needs to be done in the community, we have to find the right person for the right job to make sure that that project is completed. Instead of just putting someone in charge who you think might be able to do a good job at it, we want to be able to find, designate, and identify people who will see projects to completion. And that Bible study talks about the fact that the people of Israel had to be confirmed and affirmed that the temple will be built. When they first came out of slavery, they didn't know how they were going to complete the temple, but they came as a sense of community, and they begin to take step by step in order to get things done. We must do the same thing in the house of God today, even with our situation as it is. We must be able to complete our assigned projects or projects that we take on, and we must know that even though we may work hard, it won't be done by human might or by human power, but we must have the Spirit of God working with us as we complete our various projects during the course of the year. I think that's very important, that we complete all of our projects for this year. Whatever you have signed your name to do, whatever you have signed yourself to be a part of, to be an active part, even if we have to do it from a distance, you can still be an active part of what has to be done in order to complete a project. God's people have to set their priorities. Another lesson that I want to go into, which is a two-part lesson, is a lesson on confidence in God, hope and confidence in God. There are too many defeated Christians. Too many people are walking around with their heads hung down. Too many people, I'm talking about church folk. I'm talking about people who are in the house of God. And we must learn today that we must have hope, and we must hope in Christ. We must hope that God will maintain us. We must have the ability to identify the key aspects of hope and living in hope and living in expectation and obedience and trust in God, lying in the right, having the right relationship with him, having the right relationship so that we can maintain our hope, our expectation, our positive attitude, as one may say. We must have that type of confidence in our hope. And I think that that's one of the main things that we want to do as well in our Bible study. This is a two-part lesson, and we will be talking about that as we go through our Bible study during the course of the year. Now, I'm going to talk about these Bible studies. I'm going to take a brief break, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about the topical discussions that we're going to have. But another scripture or another study that we're going to be dealing with comes from the book of Zechariah as well. This particular lesson deals with the fact of how society has affected the church and how we cannot allow society to dictate what goes on in the church. In today's society, it's very easy to get swept up in celebrity culture. We have a tendency to treat celebrities with a level of veneration that we should reserve for Jesus alone. We spend more time in gossip websites than we do in the Word of God. We concern ourselves with how many followers that we have on Facebook or how many followers that we have on our social media. We want to make sure our social media is up to date. Unfortunately, church culture may be not exempt from this phenomenon. In the church, because we have gotten into this virtual reality or this virtual worship or virtual connection or virtual communication, some people are going to take this to the extreme. Some people are going to use this in manners that are not quite what one who is a Christian should be doing. And so we want to talk about that. That's a two-part series as well. And we will be dealing with the book of Zechariah. We will also be dealing with the book of Haggai when we deal with that subject. This is a subject that we want to make sure that people understand that there is a outside influence that is trying to come into the church. And actually, we are letting it into the church. It's not as if it is trying on its own. A lot of us are helping this outside influence to become a part of the church. And we must know today that there are lessons to be learned concerning allowing that to happen. Another thing that we're going to be talking about in our Bible study coming from the New Testament, we're going to be talking about the resurrection and how important that was. That resurrection period, that time of resurrection from the time of him going into Jerusalem, talking about Jesus now, from the time that he entered into Jerusalem until the time that he was actually crucified. And then we'll talk about the third day. I want to call that study the third day. It's about a four-part series, the third day. We're going to be talking about that whole eventful week that Jesus came into the city, and eventually he was crucified and raised on the third day. I think that is going to be a very important Bible study for us as well. And then I want to talk about this year some of the minor prophets. I want to go into some of the minor prophet books. These minor prophets is a collection of 12 Old Testament books known simply as the 12 or the Book of the 12. This is what it's called in the Hebrew Bible. The term minor refers to the length of the book and not the significance of the prophet. These books are mostly short books, but they give a glimpse into the spiritual landscape and the history of Israel, and it challenges the status quo through the prophets and the that God gives to each prophet. Who was Hosea? Who was Hosea? We know that Hosea was the son of Beeri, and he lived in Israel during what is called Israel's golden age under the king Jeroboam II. We know that Hosea was a common name in ancient Israel. It derived from the Hebrew word meaning salvation. But who was Hosea? What was his message? What was the main purpose of his writing, and how is it relevant for us today? We must go into the book of Hosea and to find out what Hosea is trying to say to the people of today. Who was Joel? The last book of the Old Testament, who was Joel? Not much is written about him. Not much is spoken about Joel. But this prophet, Joel, had visions of locust plagues. It's also perhaps among the most familiar prophetic images of impending invasion and devastation. Joel speaks to us today. Who was Joel? What was the purpose of Joel's book? And so these are the things that I want to go into when we deal with this minor prophet. Who was Obadiah? What does Obadiah? Obadiah means servant. And it's one of the most common biblical names. There are a dozen people who are named Obadiah, Old Testament. What was the purpose of Obadiah? Obadiah's purpose was to pronounce divine judgment against the nations of Edom for assisting the Babylonians in their conquest over Judah and to predict the divine restoration of God's people. Obadiah speaks to us today. These are some of the things that I want to talk about, scriptorial things that we want to talk about as we go into our Bible study for 2022. All of these will be scriptural-based studies. Of course, you know that. Those of you who have been a part of the First Baptist of Holly Springs Bible Study Power Hour know that we come directly from the scripture, and we have facts. We base what we teach on facts, and we base what we teach on the scripture. So if you want to be a part of the Bible study, we'll be going to the scriptures in 2022, please tune in. Again, that call-in number will be 845-241-9839 as we go into the Bible study for 2022 and go into the scriptures of the word. I'm going to take a slight pause. I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk more about some of the topical discussions. Now, one of the things I always tell people when you do Bible study, it's good to have at least two books. It's good to have the Bible, and it's good to have a Bible dictionary so that you can find words or you can find meanings of words or phrases that will help you to comprehend and to help you to understand what thus saith the Lord. Now, if you want to go even further, you can go into the Bible Thesaurus, and you can go into the commentaries of the Bible. Commentaries of the Bible are a short synopsis of various scriptures, and it gives you the key points of the scripture. So when we talk about Bible study at First Baptist, we talk about Bible study. We're talking about going into the scriptures. This is not just a hallelujah good time. We're talking about Bible study. We have a great time when we celebrate God in the sanctuary. We have a great time when we celebrate God through our ministry and our revivals and our outreach and all the things that we do to contact and connect with people to tell them about the glory of Jesus Christ. But our Bible study is serious, serious business that we take for directly from the scripture, and we don't go into any kind of he say or she say stuff. We deal with the scriptures and the scriptures only. Let's take a break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about some of the topical discussions that we will be having this year.
We come along today as children before a kind parents, because we know we're your children and you're our father. Since we've done wrong in our life, we come today begging you, please forgive me, Lord,
for the wrong I've done.
Please, Heavenly Father,
help me, Lord.
Heavenly Father, you have taken in again. Lord, I know sometimes stumble on my way, but my flesh is weak, dear Father, and you save my soul one day. Please forgive me, Lordy.
During the course of the Bible study year, we do take time to do topical discussions. Topical discussions are very important. The church cannot hide from topical discussions. Topical discussions are things that affect the church, affect our communities, affect our lives, affect our children. And we must discuss these things because we must come to grips with the things that we're dealing with as we deal with them in our society today. So the church cannot just simply bury its head in the Bible. There are times that we have to come out of the scripture and we have to look at things that are going on in our world today and discuss those things that are so important and so pertinent to the way our lives are being lived right now. And I think one of the things that we're going to be talking about, of course, the elephant in the room is the pandemic. The pandemic is still here. We're still going through the course of the pandemic, but we're still social distancing. We're still washing our hands. We're still using our face mask. We're still not able to congregate like we want to in churches or schools or anything like that. What is going to happen, do you think, with this pandemic as we go on? We have a new variant, the Omicron variant has come out, and that starts the whole thing all over again. And then we did two or three topical discussions last year on the vaccine. And what would be the outcome of the vaccine? How would that transition into a better society as we go forward with this pandemic? Will more people be vaccinated or will more people not be vaccinated? Will there be another variant of this terrible pandemic that we're going through? As we look around, I don't know about you, but I noticed that store shelves are starting to get empty again. What does that mean? Are these indicators that something else is about to happen or something else is about to go on? This is one of the discussions that we're going to be having this year as well. And then, of course, what about the January 6th insurrection outcome? What do you think will happen? The Senate and the Congress are investigating now. They're talking to all those who were involved. Some of the people who were involved in the January 6th insurrection have already gone to trial, and they are doing their time now. But what do you think is going to happen to the ringleaders? What do you think is going to happen, the outcome of all of that? Will we be satisfied in knowing exactly what happened on January the 6th? Will the outcome be what we think it is, or will the outcome be something else? That's another subject that we'll be talking about as the year goes on. And then what about this school debate? Are children safer in school or are they safer out of school? That is a hot debate going on in the country right now. Some states are letting children come back to school. Some states are not letting children come back to school. And then there are teachers. There's a group of teachers in Chicago who have gone on strike. What is going to happen with the schools with this pandemic? How are we going to navigate educating our children during the time of pandemic? And what happens when there's a breakout of the pandemic in a particular school? Parents are getting phone calls that they had that the school had one or two children to show up with high temperatures or symptoms. How are we going to navigate educating our children during this time of the pandemic? We know that the year that they were out of school was not a good and productive year for them, but it will be an ongoing debate. And I think that that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about as we go through the year with the pandemic. And then, of course, we did a topical discussion earlier last year called "Will God Save America?" And I want to go back to that because America is a city on a hill. And what I mean by that is you got to be careful when you're a city on a hill. When you're a city on a hill, a lot of people want to bump you off. A lot of people want to knock you off. When you're the head, when you are the bright, shining example, a lot of people want to bring you down. And the powers that be that we have don't seem to understand that. They seem to be working on the same old paradigm of divide and conquer. How would that affect America going forward? How can we impart into our leaders, into those who are our senators, our congressmen, our mayors, and even the president? Can you imagine how far America would have been if it had embraced its people of color from the beginning? All of the creative abilities that we have had have been snuffed out or have been submerged. Can you imagine what we could have done or what America could have been if they had embraced all of its people like it was supposed to do in the first place? So how will this, how will America fare through all of the things that we go through? We are a city on a hill, and we must be careful because a city on a hill is always going to be a target. There's always going to be someone who wants to bring the city on the hill down. That's going to be a very important discussion for us this year as we go through our Bible study. We will take time from time to time just to talk about some things that are going to be so important to our communities. And then we're going to talk about as well death and dying. There's so much death and dying in the world. And how do we cope with that? How do we deal with the death and dying? Yes, I know we can pray for them. Yes, I know there are scriptures that point us to the direction that God would have us to be. But individually, there are people who are mourning, and people are dealing with that on a very large scale because you got to remember a great amount of people passed in the last 2 years. So how do we deal with this tremendous loss? How do we deal with this this gap in our society? So we're going to be talking about those things as well as part of our topical discussions. I hope that you will join us each week. Again, that call-in number is 845-241-9839, area code 845-241-9839. We will start the Bible study, the Power Hour, next Tuesday, January the 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So until we see you then, we pray that you have a good week and that you continue to give God the praise.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. When you call on the name of Jesus, you can be